Goldman Sachs has crunched the numbers, and they say a national mandatory mask order could help the economy in a big way. According to Goldman, if everyone wears a mask, then states wouldn't need to impose mandatory lockdowns. As things are, those lockdowns are expected to shave off 5% or more of gross domestic product. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And we should note here that in this study, Goldman assumes a mask is a perfect substitute for a stay-at-home order, which may or may not be the case. But tell us more about what they're saying.
First of all, isn't it amazing where we are, where the chief economist and the team at Goldman, led by Jan Hatzius, that they are actually studying virus spread? That's what is actually driving the economy. And I do think that's an important thing to underscore. So they found that face masks are associated with better coronavirus outcomes. And then what they try to do is they try to take that analysis and understand the economic impact. And as you said, they believe that, you know, if this were sort of a substitute for a lockdown, we could kind of save ourselves in a 5% further contraction in the economy.
A 5% further contraction in the economy. What are people expecting if there is no mask mandate this year?
Well, you know, the estimates are all over the place, and we see that there are some economists who think that the U.S. economy will be 5% smaller at the end of this year. There are others who think it's 10 or 12% smaller at the end of this year. The Federal Reserve and a lot of their number crunching indicates probably a shrinkage of about 8% is what they believe by the end of this year. So that's just from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
Now, whether we have a mask mandate or not in this country and whether we have more lockdowns or not, it's pretty clear that the coronavirus is not under control here, and it's certainly not as under control as it appears to be in Europe and as it appears to be in China. China had a good day in the markets today, the Shanghai Index up nearly 6%, the biggest gain since 2018. What's driving the optimism there? And is the U.S. at risk of really falling behind competitively if other countries can open up and we can't?
Well, Jeremy, you've known me for a long time, and you know that I hate trying to figure out why markets move on any single day. But today I might have an idea that there was a front page editorial in the Chinese state-owned journal called the China Securities Journal. I know your subscription ran out. But this editorial actually said fostering a healthy bull market was important, given China's increasingly complicated relations. And so there is some idea that maybe Chinese people actually got kind of behind that. But what I think is important is that if the U.S. economy takes a lot longer to recover from this period, we are going to see places like China fill in the gaps. And whether that is our medical equipment and health equipment that we've come so much to rely on, that there are opportunities. It could even be through the 5G networks that are being built. So I do think there is a critical issue about making sure this virus doesn't spread so much that we lose our advantage in many areas of the economy.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Thank you.